three-step social share. And we talked about this before, but I wanted to really go over this and show you exactly what it looked like. So is you can do this with your sharing your successes also. And this all this will drive people back into your offers. So the three-step social share, first one is always an image. So this is whenever you're sharing your successes on Facebook, three steps. First step is image. You can see here, this is no more than a screenshot of the article on Entrepreneur, and you can see also in the about or wherever I'm writing about it, there's no link at all. I don't put a link in at all. It's just, you know, Entrepreneur Magazine just posted this article. Even got a nice email from the editor about this one, geeking out. Next one is a link. So this one, I just drop a link. And you can see, I want you to notice something on all three of these. So we'll go back to this one. Look at the interaction on this one. Like, you know, 64 people liked it. You've got maybe, you know, 10 or so comments, a couple shares. And when you put the link, this drops down to, yeah, it's just like 17 in one share. And the last thing to share is the text. And this is nothing more than you just copy and paste your entire article into a Facebook status, the whole thing. And you can see this one had, you know, 50 likes and 6 shares. So you can see that the links are going to get the least amount of traffic by a mile. You are, many times I've had ones that have only gotten, after, even with the following I have, get 2 to 3, 5 interactions, and that's it. They just sit there dead. It just, Facebook does not show them to people. So what I do a lot of times, I will go back to ones like this after it's sat for a while and after it's pretty much run its course, and I'll drop the link into the comment section so all the people that were following it or liked or commented about it will know that there's an update there. They'll see it's from me. Most likely they'll be one. They'll go back and be able to click on the link and get to the article itself. But again, the real benefit from all this stuff, like what we've said from the very beginning, like even in the lesson earlier when Jack was talking about the purpose of being a, you know, having the bestseller status, the purpose of having the things in the newsroom, the purpose of having the trust triggers on the site, is so people can see that you have accomplished these things. The purpose is not get them to read this article, then all of a sudden they're going to want to do business with you, think you're a smart guy or gal. By the time they see that you're writing for Entrepreneur, you've already gotten that, I think they're a smart person status, and they might want to start trying to work with you. Yep, so those are the three steps of social sharing. I know we've talked about that before, but I will stop this here for a second to see if we have questions about that or anything like that. Like I said, this was a short one, so I understand there's not a lot on this one. But I'm going to tell you, it really works well to have those three. And the, yeah, breaking up, sharing the image first, then a day or two later, once the actions kind of died down on it, to drop that link into the comments of the original one and post a new one with it on there, works pretty well. Then usually a few days, even a week later, or whenever I don't have anything to interesting or intelligent to say, I'll go back and look at some of my old articles that I haven't posted yet, and I'll drop those in there and see what happens. All right. Okay, so how do you guys get onto Entrepreneur? Well, all these places have places where you can just sign up to, or not sign up, you can apply to start writing. Now, if you remember back a while back when we talked, I think I talked about this with the like authority snowball stuff, where you just start off writing for your blog and have a good stack of stuff you've already written for your blog. Then you can go to a industry type website that's focused just on your industry, your marketplace, and see if you can start writing, submitting articles for there. And you get a base of stuff there. Then you go to a slightly bigger one, start writing there, and then by the time you get to get a little bit down the road, you'll be able to get into places like like the elements I've gotten into. Like before I got into Entrepreneur, I had almost a year at Huffington Post of writing business articles. Before that, I had a lot of time at All Business and Business to Community and not personal branding blog and a bunch of other industry type sites. Plus, since you know since the late 90s or mid 90s, geez, writing blog posts and articles for other sites. So I've been doing it for a while. So it's just it doesn't be that long, but just it's get some a body of work to show them and have a cool resume. Yeah, Fatima's saying yes. The Facebook will actually kill your post for those links. They absolutely do. It's no question. They don't want people leaving Facebook. So one thing we've done to you can't do that if on articles and stuff besides just copying and pasting. But if you have a video you're wanting to send them, like YouTube, they'll kill it also. Your best bet for videos is to upload the video to Facebook, or if it's an audio, just to make it a video. Like the Howard Stern one you saw that I posted, I made that into a video. It's just the audio I downloaded off their site and made a video out of it to post on Facebook because then nobody would see it. But I made that into a video and was able to put my name on it and Stern's picture and it working really well. But yeah, links get killed by Facebook now.